is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks. I'm going to talk to you today, continue what we've been talking about on why was it so terrible what the administration of the United States of America and Joe Biden, the criticism they brought to Israel when they told them, I was there when it happened. I was a witness to it. And when they told them, Vice President Joe Biden was there. They're always trying to get to deal with Israel and have them give away land and establish a Palestinian state. God doesn't want that. It's not in the plans of God. And I call him brother. I know he is a brother. President Bush, he was so wrong in establishing the roadmap to divide the land, the promised land. It's not to be divided. Israel's not to be divided. And so I'm reading to you now from a book within a book, Jeremiah 30 and 31, which God said he's going to bring those people home. Now, it's very interesting, and you won't know this unless you've studied deeply in these matters. Chapter 31 of Jeremiah, again, I will build thee, and thou shalt be built, O virgin of Israel. Israel, he's going to address right now, is the northern kingdom, and their sins were so great. But he calls them a virgin because he's going to cleanse them. Thou shalt again be adorned with thy tabrets, and you shall go forth and make merry. You shall plant vines upon the mountains of Samaria. The planters shall plant and eat them as common things. There shall be a day that the watchman upon Mount Ephraim shall cry, Arise, and let us go up to Zion unto Jehovah our God. Oh my goodness, this is talking about one of the places that I love to go to in Israel. It's the place where there is the mountains of Israel, Samaria and Ephraim, which is the inheritance of Joseph's sons. These are what the world calls the West Bank. And God says, I'm going to bring them home, and they're going to plant vines there, and you're going to build there. And we've had a big part in fulfilling prophecy on planting vines there. It's not my subject today. But if you will order this DVD, Israel, the People, the Land, the Promise, you'll go right up there with us and hear the story of how we came to plant those vines there. And that this scripture actually says, there shall be a day that the Christians upon the Mount Ephraim shall cry, Arise, and let us go up to Zion unto the Lord our God. I don't have time to go into that all, but you can get it from that DVD. Verse 8, Behold, I will bring them from the north country, straight north from Jerusalem is Moscow. And he promises that he's going to bring them from the north country. I will gather them from the coasts of the earth, and with them the blind, the lame, the woman with child, and her that travails with child together. He promises, and he brings them home. And he's going to bring them, he says at the end of verse 9, I am a father to Israel, and Ephraim is my firstborn. That's that rebellious northern kingdom. But he says, I'm going to bless them. We can't divide up the West Bank. That's exactly what he's talking about, for them to come back there. Verse 10, Hear the word of the Lord, O ye nations. Listen, nations. Remember, he addresses people, and he's addressing the nations here. Hear the word of the Lord, O ye nations, and declare it in the isles afar off, and say, He that scattered Israel will gather him and keep him as a shepherd does his flock. For Jehovah has redeemed Jacob and ransomed him from the hand of him that was stronger. And he says they'll come home, and they'll not sorrow anymore. The end of verse 12. Then shall the virgin rejoice in the dance, young men and old men together. I will turn their mourning into joy and comfort them with fatness and with goodness. Bless the Lord. He's heard Ephraim, it says in verse 18. But Ephraim repented. That's the northern kingdom. And he says, come back. At the end of verse 21, O virgin of Israel, turn again to these thy cities. And he tells them to build the cities in what the world calls the West Bank. Isn't that something? I heard someone the other night, a former Secretary of State, say, these West Bank settlements are the greatest threat to world peace. How stupid. These West Bank settlements are the cities that God told them to come back and build. Hallelujah. Now I'm going to go down to verse, there come a day when he will, there will be a national forgiveness of sin for the Jews that are on the earth when Jesus comes, and there have bodies. They look up and see their Messiah. They will turn to him. They will have long life restored to them in their flesh bodies, and they'll be having babies. They'll have a body like Abraham, Adam's body. It's not talking to the church. We are with the Father. No man shall go into the Father except through him, Jesus. And so we're the ones. These are not gone to the Father. They're here on the earth, and they're ruling here during the millennial age. Verse 35, thus saith Jehovah, which gives the sun for a light by day, and the ordinances of the moon and the stars for a light by night, who divides the sea with the waves thereof. The Lord of hosts is his name. If those ordinances depart from before me, the sun, the moon, the light, the stars, if they depart from before me, saith Jehovah, then the seed of Israel shall cease from being a nation before me forever. That's never going to happen. There will always be a nation of Israel on the earth. You can think of it like this. They're his earthly people, and we're his heavenly people. Verse 37, thus saith the Lord, if heaven can be measured, and the foundations of the earth searched out beneath, I will cast off all the seed of Israel for all that they have done, saith the Lord. Well, you can't measure the foundations of the earth, and he's not casting off the seed of Israel. We see that in Romans 10, 9 and 10. But we're talking about earthly Jerusalem, and we're talking about restoration here. Now, I want you to know that the nations are going to be judged, and the nations are going to be judged on how they treated Israel. When Jesus comes back on his, let's go to Matthew 25. Now, this is the judgment of the nations. This is not the judgment of the church. I hear people that believe a lot. They believe in Israel, and they teach this like it's a church judgment. It's not. Verse 31 of chapter 25, when the Son of Man shall come in his glory and all the angels with him, that's at the end of the tribulation. Then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory, and before him shall be gathered who? All nations. Not the Jews, not the church, the nations. And he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divides his sheep from the goats. He shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left. He shall say to the sheep nations, come into the kingdom my Father's prepared for you. And he shall say unto the goat nations, depart, we're never going to hear from you anymore. And this is there's no resurrection here. Happens right after the tribulation time. And all of these nations are judged then, and will go into the millennial reign. Will there be and they're going to be judged on how did they treat his brethren? It's a works judgment. And he said, how did you treat my brethren? Well, he calls the Jews his brethren in Micah chapter 5 and verse 2. So that's the judgment of the nations. How do they treat Israel? Revelation 19:15 says, out of his mouth goes a sharp sword, that with it he should smite the nations. And he shall rule them with a rod of iron, and he treads the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God. People think that the millennium is just going to, everything just be hunky-dory. Oh no, oh no. There's going to be rebellion to God. And he's going to have to rule those nations with a rod of iron. You can read in Zechariah that if they don't come up there on the Feast of Tabernacles, they're not going to get any rain. And you can read in Revelation Satan's going to, after 1,000 years, Satan's going to be loosed a little freedom, and he goes about on the earth, and he gathers up out of the nations a huge army in rebellion to God. But God, praise the Lord, hallelujah, fire comes from heaven and destroys him, and that's the final judgment of the nations. Bless the Lord as nations. Isaiah 49, 25 through 26. Now here's what I'm telling you right now. Nations as nations are judged on how they treat the nation of Israel, the separated nation, the nation that was separated to give them light on God. Every book of the Bible, except maybe the ones Luke wrote, or the one Luke wrote, were written by Jews. Every our Messiah comes from the Jews. The Shekinah, the land, the promises, it all comes through the Jews. They are the revelators of God to the nations as nations. Isaiah 49, 25 and 26. Thus saith the Lord, even the captives of the mighty shall be taken away, and the prey of the terrible shall be delivered. For I will contend with him that contendeth with thee, and I will save thy children. He's speaking this to Israel. I will feed them that oppress you with their own flesh, and they shall be drunken with their own blood as with sweet wine. And all flesh shall know that I, Jehovah, am your Savior and your Redeemer, the Mighty One of Jacob. Oh, folks, you better meditate some of that. Isaiah 49, 25, and 26. Psalm 75, 8. For in the hand of the Lord there's a cup. Now, this is a judgment cup. There can be cups of blessing, but cups of judgment. In the hand of the Lord there is a cup, and the wine is red. It is full of mixture. And he pours out of the same, but the dregs thereof, all the wicked of the earth shall wring them out and drink them. And we see in Psalm chapter 75 that he says that he's putting this judgment cup into the hands. Read Psalm 75. Into the hands of those who mistreated Israel. You might want to read Isaiah chapter 60. Let's do read Isaiah 60. Because this is one that the church wants to take for its own self. And there are parallel blessings here. Parallel blessings between Israel and the church. But the primary one that he's talking to is Jerusalem. And in Isaiah chapter 60 and verse 1, he says that darkness shall cover the earth, but upon Jerusalem, upon Zion, and upon Jacob. Actually, the word starts in the 20th verse of 59. Jeremiah 30, we've read that, and we've read all God's passages there. Jeremiah 50, he speaks of a judgment that comes on the nation, and he says, why is the judgment coming? It's actually Babylon. He says, because you were glad, because you rejoiced, O you destroyers of mine heritage, because you are grown fat as the heifer at grass and bellow as bulls. So even judgments that are taking place in present day Iraq brought back. He says he's bringing back Elam, which is Iran, and he's bringing back Iraq and others for judgment. Zechariah 14:3, the Lord shall go forth and fight against those nations as when he fought in the day of battle. Jeremiah 14:12, this shall be the plague which with the Lord will smite all the people that have fought against Jerusalem. Their flesh shall consume away while they stand upon their feet. God will bring, Joel chapter 3, all nations down to the valley of Jehoshaphat, and plead with them there for my people, for my heritage Israel, whom they've scattered among the nations and parted my land. Going to be a judgment on nations that divide his land. You want to read Ezekiel 20 verse 26, and you're going to run and read a Revelation 19, 15. I don't have time to do it. Please send for this DVD and you'll know all of these things. $20, Israel, the people, the land, the promise. Call us at 1-800-972-3447. Shabbat Shalom.